Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
94 WIP. There is a bunch of over-unders that I got. It's a service, Bet Online, and there's an over-under on Jalen Hurts passing yardage, which I'm a little surprised, and it almost seems like it's a little bit, well, we'll talk about it. It's a little, maybe a little bit of a sucker bet, and I'm not sure. But first, all right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom in Alabama. Hey, Tom, good morning. How are you?
Yo, Howard, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Fine. Listen, as far as the Bruno Brothers certificate, if I win, you can give it to whoever. Do you mind if I go ahead and get the moment out of the way? Because I'm busting at the seams.
Why can't you give me your opinion first and then go at the moment?
Sounds good.
Okay,
hey,
go
as
ahead.
Far as that cat, Brandon Staley, and I'm not here to defend him, but listen to this for a second. Try to keep an open mind for like 10 seconds. I don't think that him, and if you'd ask the Raiders coach, that scenario ever occurred to them in a million years that that would happen. Now, I'm not saying
with the scenario, what, a possible tie game?
Yeah. I mean, think about the chances. And then in the moment, he choked saying, well, I don't want my team to see that I'm not going to try to win. I don't know, man. There was conflicting.
Well, but he did know about it because once you get into the game, you knew because of what had happened earlier that a tie, because all the games were played, that was the Sunday night game. So all the games were played. So he knew what the scenarios were. He knew about those.
I don't know what he was thinking, man. But he's
done it all year. You know what? I because so many coaches are doing it. It's a copycat league, and everybody now is starting to use those numbers on the analytics, and that the analytics in a lot of cases say you should go for it. Now you shouldn't go for it on your own 18-yard line. I don't know what analytics showed you that, but. He obviously had confidence in his team, but regardless of all that, he still had a chance to win because the game still went into overtime.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a bad deal all the way around. But to heck with that, the Eagles, I mean, this is truly the time to step up someone in the moment. And as everybody's saying, they're going to need to run the ball for 200 yards. Well, guess what?
Yeah, sounds so simple to say just run the ball. And the weather's not going to be a problem. Everybody got all, it's going to rain and it's going to be. I heard a question yesterday to Nick Sirianni. Well, there's going to be gusts of 40-mile-an-hour winds. Well, there was never was that in the forecast. It was 20 to 30. And if you kind of really want to know the real forecast, it never rains that long in Florida, almost never. And the rain is going to be out of there most likely by game time anyway. So stop with all this nonsense. And once the rain goes, the wind goes. So the weather is not a factor either. They're going to play a football game. And the Eagles are going to obviously try to run the football as they've been doing for the last, nine games of the season, at least in the last nine games of the season. And they're going to try to create turnovers for Tom Brady. This is not rocket science, but the tough part is to have the things happen that you need to happen to win the game.
Well, trust me when I say, believe me, I know what you're saying about the weather. I've lived down here for the majority of my life, and it's not going to be a factor. But Hurts needs a throw for 350 or possibly more for the Eagles to have a chance and emerge as the quarterback they're looking for, because I don't care what you say. I'm always going to call it straight, especially with you. I find it hard to bet against the riverboat gambler, Tom Brady, because he picks apart the secondary just like he did earlier in the year and just like he did in Super Bowl 52. And if you look at the Jets game, when they got that last drive to go ahead and take the lead, there was no one within a mile of him, man. And they need to not hit him, but blow him up. And that is it, my man.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I would be absolutely stunned, shocked, and blown away if Jalen Hurts throws for over 350 yards. That's just not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He's going to have to have a turnover-free game, and that's one of the things that has to happen. All right, what's your moment? By the way, I'm going to give you, after you give me your moment, the over-under on Jalen Hurts' passing yards is not even close to 350, but go ahead. What's your moment?
Well, January 11th, 1981, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is the scene, and the setting is Veterans Stadium, and Howard, ESPN had just came to fruition, and somebody had a camera in the end zone, and 0.5 seconds, maybe 0.6, Wilbert Montgomery cut a seam, and 42 yards later, pay dirt, and we beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Run. Yeah, that's one, but there's some that's a great moment. I don't know that would win anyway, but that's a great moment, and I do appreciate the call. All right, let's move on the phones. Thanks, Tom. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing today, my man?
I'm great. Never had a bad day in my life.
I'm with you and the weather people. Those people are feckless.
Well, but it's the people on the air too. It's the people on the air. They get carried away and they don't really look into it. And the weather people on the air, chance of rain, and they don't give you the clear, concise forecast. And first of all, when you're 5 days out, it's especially with Florida weather. Even this weather, 5 days out, to give a 5 or 7 day forecast is a complete farce.
Do is give the worst case scenario all the time. And one of our local stations is the worst at doing that. They pick the worst, the highest amount of snowfall and the highest wind and put that.
Well, they pick 100 miles away, which is really not the main viewing audience. And they just get, that's what TV does. They try to get people to watch TV. Based on a weather forecast, if they scare you enough, but weather should not be a problem.
With you on the line that eight and a half. I just don't like that.
It scares you a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. I put 20 on the birds to win outright anyway. So
if you take a shot with that, you get a, and if it happens, you get good. You get a good number.
If I lose $20, it's not the end of the world. I also put a 20 on the Pennsylvania parlay. I know that's not probably going to happen, but that
payout
is like...
I'd rather have you give it to charity. Because Pittsburgh has no chance. None.
I know, but the payout's like $560, Howard.
I know. But that's great. But that's why the payout's $560, because they have no chance.
And if I hit that, I'll give $100 to a charity of your choice.
Okay. Well, if you hit that, it would be a miracle, but that's good. So what did you want to discuss today?
The birds. I mean, the quarterback, Tom Brady, he's the GOAT. We all know that. But he had a few bad games this year. He had one game with, I think, 3 interceptions, and he had...
Yeah, he's leaking oil a little bit this year.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Yeah, they keep putting him, especially Al Morgani. I mean, he's his bromance. That's just ridiculous, Al and him.
Jeez. Well, he's from the area, so he loves the Patriots, and he loves Tom Brady.
I know, but I think he's a little overboard with it. That's a story for another day. And I think the people, like you said, they put too much emphasis on the run game. Don't you think the Tampa Bay is going to know that and put like 7 or 8 in the box?
Well, Todd Bowles is going to do some things that because he's so sharp, I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be able to get around the edges. Now, will he run some RPOs? Yeah, I think Nick Sirianni will put some more of those in there because he's obviously healthier. But he's just got to be efficient. They got to be able to run the ball, obviously, but he's got to be efficient with no turnovers. And that's easy to say, but he's not a quarterback that can make up for his mistakes if you turn the ball over. He cannot turn the ball over. And when he throws it less than 30 times, you're going to win the game. And that's or usually the Eagles this year. Now they've won against some bad teams, but that's who they played. But the over under on passing yards, and this is a service bet online, and the over under on passing yards for Jalen Hurts, and it looks too easy, is 197.5 yards.
Wow.
Doesn't that seem a little low?
That seems a lot low for a playoff game.
Well, for a playoff game, maybe not for a playoff game, but you're not going to. So it's easy to say, well, I'm going to bet the over on that. Well, it looks too easy.
Yeah, no, they want you to. I think they want you to bet the over.
Sure. Yes. I was really. That's the lowest number of any quarterback this weekend, obviously. It's even a lower number than Ben Roethlisberger, who I think is completely done.
Yeah, he is.
But it's a different, team. It's a different, playing a different team. And maybe they figure Roethlisberger's numbers is going to be a lot of catch-up points. So that's going to be part of it too. But I was really surprised. I was really surprised with that number. Really surprised.
Yeah. And I hope that the Buffalo team buries Belichick, because I can't stand that guy.
Yeah, Belichick. How about Josh McDaniel, one of his former players at Denver, dined him out on his cheating after he lost a game. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. All right, what's your moment? Dennis, do you have a moment?
My Philadelphia sports, it doesn't have to be football, right?
No, it could be any sport.
Well, I was at this game, and I think you were there too. I think I've heard you say that. I was at game 6 when the Phillies won the World Series against the Kansas City Royals, and they brought the dogs and horses out at the end of the game. That was an incredible moment.
That's actually interesting. Yeah, I remember the dogs and horses. Yeah, because they were afraid of the people rushing the field, the Philadelphia police.
I live in New Jersey, and back then,
what's sad? They were more attentive with that than they are with all the crime that goes on in the city of Philadelphia. It's disgraceful.
The bridge had a toll each way, and when I left to go back over the bridge with my wife to New Jersey, the toll booth drivers were drinking champagne, and they waved everybody through. We didn't have to pay the $2.
Well, that's a good thing, too. All right, so Dennis, I'll put you down. I don't know if that's going to win, but it's clearly an interesting moment. Thanks for the call. Let's go to, is that Pete? Yeah, Pete, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Great to be on with the king, man.
I can understand that.
So, I'm feeling really good about this game tomorrow. It's like a weird calm, but I will say I'm a little nervous with Miles Sanders going in there. They got him with a over under at 40. It's like 42 yards in carries, but I think with him coming back from the broken hand and his ball security is going to be a problem.
Yeah, he kind of referenced it. One small point in the, I think he used the word hope, it'll be fine. He feels fine now, but practice, there was really no hitting because that's just the way they have practices now for weeks, and that's fine. And you don't want to hit him, but you don't think Tampa's going to be going after that hand. He said he's got
something on the hand that won't be that noticeable.
What's that?
So when Vita punches him in the hand, it's going to be a lot different, right?
Well, it'll probably be a little painful. He'll have some protection on it. But, yeah, you can't afford to have a problem with ball security. And how can he – I imagine he's going to be able to catch the football. It's when he gets hit. And if he gets hit in the hand, and if he worries too much about protecting the hand. But I'm sure that I'm not sure of anything. I'm sure that that Nick Sirianni will use him maybe not as much as he used him before in games because of that. But you got to worry about it a little bit. And he's just got to, he's really got to, he may get hit and it may hurt if they hit him in the hand, but he's got to hang on to that football. And he knows it probably more than at any other time because of the injury. Yeah, I would think about that too.
And that's a good point too. It might just bring might be more secure if it brings additional consciousness to, you know, knowing he's got a hold on the ball.
He will be conscious of it. You know he's going to be conscious of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and Howard's coming back this week, right?
Yes.
Jordan Howard's going to be playing.
Yeah, supposed to.
I mean, that's a big under. Yeah, nobody's looking at that. That's a big deal. He is a big
Well, you hope he's just the same runner he was before and is not thinking about the injury. Because he's had that injury before.
Yes.
So do you like the Eagles?
I do.
Said you have a comp.
I feel good
so
about
like
this game. I do.
Okay.
I think the Eagles have a solid chance to win. Anytime you can run the ball, we've been running the ball well all year. You always put yourself as the.
Well, I think they have a chance. Yeah, I think they have a chance.
You're in the game.
The line scares me a little bit, but I do clearly think they have a chance. All right, what's your for the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers? What is your sports moment or play?
Yeah, it's your old buddy Howard, the People's Champ, Fred X, always delivers. Fourth down, 26. And the Eagles were a big favorite to win that game, and it came down to the last drive, and we thought we were going to lose.
Pete, I will put you in the mix, and thanks for the call, and let's hear that play called by Merrill Reese.
Here it is, and it's 4th and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing, and it is caught by Freddie Mitchell. Short of the first. I don't know. Did he get it? Does he have a first down? He does. He does have a first down. He's across midfield, and he's into Packer territory at the 46.
That clearly was a moment, and that's in the mix for the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. I am surprised. I don't want to hear people what they think about the over-under number on Jalen Hurts' passing yards of 197.5. Seems a little bit low, but it looks, again, that's why they call it gambling. It just seems so easy to take the over if you're betting that number. Also, I want to hear from people where you think Jason Kelce ranks in all-time Eagles players, all-time. Made another Pro Bowl, and he's without question in the top five, but I'm trying to figure out who's three. I got Bednarik and Reggie White. Would Kelce be the third best player in Eagles history? Wow. And there's other guys out there. It's just, you like to take a quarterback, but there's not many to choose from. But yeah, I mean, think about that as well. And the farce of the NBA. I mean, some of these games are just unwatchable. How can you watch a game where a team wins by 40 points or loses by 40 points and the players decide not to show up? And now they don't use load management anymore for players. They always fake or come up with some injury that's just a bogus injury because you're not allowed to use load management anymore as an excuse for a player not to play. It's just... NBA is just a bad product. 215-592, but it is playoff week, and so we'll talk 90% at least of the Eagles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.